Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We are live today from Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies get set for a doubleheader against the St. Louis Cardinals. More leaks for the Eagles. Schedule is out. We're going to be joined 1 hour from now by Cole Hamels. Talk some Phillies and an awesome thing you could do with Cole for the Phillies Fantastic Auction. We'll get Elliot Shore Parks on all the Eagles schedule stuff coming up before the end of the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, to all those couples out there, just because you're in a relationship don't mean you got to record everything, man. Because, you know, it might be a situation where, you know, at some point, hopefully it don't go south, but it might go south. You don't want to have that out there. So, you know, just be careful what y'all recording and what y'all, you know, putting out there.
Just be careful. Is that the theme today?
Well, I cleaned it up a little bit, yeah, but you know, my algorithm is like off the hook.
I'm not surprised. You mentioned one thing to me yesterday. My algorithm is a mess too. All right. You know what I want on my algorithm tomorrow?
What you want?
I want home runs and base hits and doubles and runs batted in from Bryce Harper. Hugh, it's interesting. So the Phillies were off last night, right? The rainout happened, and we discussed yesterday whether or not the Phillies should give him a day to just clear his head. Well, they kind of got a de facto day yesterday, right? Day off yesterday. Yeah. Bryce gets to clear his head.
That y'all said don't count.
Well, it didn't count, but it's a de facto one. Like, he got the day off. They didn't play. So now he gets to come out there today and play two games. And let's hope Bryce Harper starts to turn around his season, because let's just be real. He has not had a good season so far. Yesterday we had a caller who said, let's not sugarcoat it. He hasn't been good. And by his standards, he's been poor, right? By Major League standards, he's been a little bit above average. But we know Bryce is a way above average player.
Yes.
He's a great player. And he hasn't lived up to that standard so far. And here we are now. It's not early. I mean, this is the quarter mark of the season.
We're like the first quarter of the season.
Done. Yeah, right. They played 40 games. So they're one quarter through the season, and Bryce Harper is on pace for one of his worst seasons of his career, probably the worst season of his career. And, look, there's still time to turn this around. But, Hugh, yesterday Rob Thompson was on the morning show, and I want everyone to hear what he said about Bryce Harper, because it gave me concern for the first time, because it feels like Rob Thompson is a little bit concerned. Here's Topper yesterday on Bryce and where he's at right now.
Yeah, it's difficult, and you know, I feel at times bad for Hart, because he puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he expects so much out of himself, and he wants to lead this team and this organization and the city to a world championship, and so he's very hard on himself, that's just who he is. And he's, you know, I know everybody's talking about his body language this year, but it's been like that since he's been here, and since he's been in the big leagues, really. When he struggles, it wears on him, and because he cares so much, and that's really all it is.
So that yesterday was the first time something else came into my head about Bryce, because if it's just about at-bats and like just over time, he's going to hit, right? Bryce Harper always hits. He's hit for 14 years in the major leagues. But the concern I have, Hugh, and why I'm starting to have real concern about the kind of season he's going to have, is it's wearing on him and the pressure he's putting on himself. Hugh, where are you at on Bryce as he comes into today, just well below what we normally expect. He's hitting 232 a quarter of the way through the season. Are you starting to have real concern over Bryce Harper's season?
Allow me to long talk just for a minute, fellas. I think there's a lot at play here. To answer your first question, am I concerned about Bryce Harper? Not really. I think that Bryce Harper is adjusting to a position and a situation that he's never been in. And, you know, it's funny that you bring up what Topper was talking about, how he feels bad for him and everything like this. I don't feel bad for Bryce, but I look at him and I kind of think that maybe he's pressing just a little bit because this is uncomfortable for him. Bryce Harper's been a phenom his whole life. Mm-hmm. And I would venture to think that he's never been in a position where he wasn't the tip of the spear, the focal point of a team. This year, it's different because of what Schwarber's doing. And I think it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of there's a little bit of a paradigm shift in leadership, if you will, in the locker room, and you're struggling a little bit. And for him, that's a place where he's never been before. Like, this is something new. Like you said, we're a quarter way through the season. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played. I think that he has enough time to turn this around, and it won't be detrimental to his season. Mm-hmm. But he has to work his way through that. And how we figure out how to do that, don't really know, Joe. Don't really know what it's going to take for him to get back to where he needs to be. You know, we talked about probably taking a day off or something like that, or just taking a little bit of pressure off yourself. But yep. I think there's a lot of stuff that's going on with Bryce this year that's adding to the little bit of a slump he's in. But to answer your question flat out, no, I'm not that worried about it just yet.
Yeah, I haven't been. I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago on our show, and at that point I wasn't concerned because he's Bryce Harper, right? Bryce Harper always hits. We've never seen Bryce Harper as a Philly, really almost ever in his career. I mean, the worst year he probably ever had when he was 23, that was 10 years ago, and that was kind of a sophomore slump or, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a lot.
It's a long time since he struggled like this, though.
Yeah, it is, and he needs to figure out. And, you know, I know we laughed and giggled about it yesterday, but the fact that, you know, wife's probably the pressures of being at home, probably, you know, part of that as well. He just needs to get centered.
Well, he does, and he needs to. I think he just needs to get hot for a week so he can.
Yeah.
Because I think it's wearing. Like, when I heard Topper yesterday say he feels bad for him, that gave me a sense that he's watching him struggle mentally more than just physically, right? Like,
yeah.
There's that part of it. The other part, and Hugh, we don't discuss this often because, you know, you look at it and you're like, well, he's not old. He's only 32. But I've often wondered. And I'm not trying to say today he's in decline. But I've wondered, when a player starts at 19 years old in the big leagues, when do they start to hit a wall compared to other players? Because he's not old, right? 32 is not old for a baseball player.
Yeah.
But he's been playing full seasons in the majors since he was 19.
Yeah.
He has 7,000 plate appearances. I have started to wonder at what point for him, and I'm not saying it definitely is this year, but it might be 3 years from now. I'm wondering when for him his body starts to decline a little bit. Because most 32-year-olds in baseball, we would say, they've got 3 or 4 years left, right? They got 4 or 5 years left. I don't know. I mean, not every player has the same amount of at-bats and games on their body. He has played in the major leagues since he was 19 years old. That hits different than a guy who came up and started playing a full season when he was 24 years old. You know, it's just different. I don't know how much of this is physical and how much is mental. If it's all mental, I think he'll get out of it. If there's some physical there, then that's a different story.
I don't think it's physical. I think most of it is mental, because I think Bryce Harper is dealing with the not me's right now. And what I mean by that is, you know, you like I said, you've been that dude your whole life.
Yep.
So when you talk about slumps, he's probably like, no, that ain't me. That's not me. And he's in that now.
But it is him right now.
That's what I'm saying. He's never been there before, Joe. Like, whenever he's had a slump, he's always worked his way out of it. This is probably the longest stretch that he's had probably since he was in kindergarten or whenever he started playing baseball. So you got that going on. You got the dynamic in the locker room that's changing a little bit.
Schwarber's team?
You got the dynamic that's changing a little bit. You have the weight of the stuff that's going on at home, and it's just starting to compound on you.
Why do you keep saying that?
No, because it's true. Kyle, it's true.
Why is it true?
Because it's probably true. When you, like, even though you're a professional athlete and you got all these other resources to help you, it's not, like, put it like this, Kyle. It's not the same as if, say, Joe Schmo and his wife are having the kids and they don't have an ad. Like, he has resources. I'm not saying he doesn't have resources. But it still wears on you. You're still concerned about your wife.
I don't know why all of a sudden this year he's having.
No, but what I'm saying is it's not just one thing, Kyle. It's a bunch of different things, and it's compounded. Mm. But it's like a bunch of things. I'm talking to you like you can see me moving my hands.
Well, you were on YouTube.
Yeah. But I think it's a bunch of things. It's not just one thing. I think it's a bunch of things that's going on that's adding to the stress.
It very well might be. But for the first time yesterday, I started to have some concern about Harper in a season after hearing Topper. 215-592-9494 as Bryce comes in today hitting 232. Let's hear from Bryce recently talking about where he's at and his season so far.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not where I want to be. Like I said, I mean, I've gone through stretches like this in my career. It's going to happen. I'll come back and, come back out of it and be totally fine. But it's just a frustrating moment just not being able to come through and, realizing I got to be better for my teammates and the fans, and they expect that. This organization expects that. I think I hold myself to a really high standard, and my teammates do as well and everybody else. So I got to be better.
Well, he's right, and he knows it. And I think he will be better, but I am starting to have some concern here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are you starting to have some real concern about Bryce Harper's season? He comes today hitting 232. And, it caught my attention this weekend because he hit the home run Saturday. And, Hugh, every time Bryce is in a slump, his whole career, but certainly since he got here to Philadelphia, it feels usually like he hits a home run and then he's out, right? Like, he's out of it.
Yeah.
And he hit the home run Saturday, and then he was 0-for on Sunday. It didn't feel like it jump-started him the way I wanted it to. And he's had a couple of those moments, because he has seven home runs? So he's had moments where he's hit a home run or two, and I feel like, oh, now he's going to come out of it. And then he goes 0-for the next day. It's like he can't sustain when he does put it together. Kyle, where are you at on Bryce as we enter the second quarter of the season, and he's hitting 232?
So, I'm not, panicking, I don't think, but I think I'm kind of where you are in that I'm starting to have a little bit of concern with it. Just like normally I would say with Bryce, it's probably just a bit of a slump. He'll get out of it eventually. It's getting a little bit prolonged for me to think that it's a slump. And I'm with you. Like, every time you start to feel like he's about to break out of it or he hits that home run, it just doesn't happen. Like, he reverts back to what he's been doing all season long. And I think the biggest thing is that I can't explain exactly what's going on. I'm definitely not going to go with the trouble at home excuse. But, like, it feels like he's a little bit desperate to find the answer. It feels like Topper's becoming a little bit desperate. You can see it, on his face, and you can see it with some of his actions. I mean, like, I don't want to make too much about the head-shaving thing, but that to me feels like I need to do something or anything that can, change the mojo of my season. And that to me feels like an act of desperation. So that it all sort of starts to build up, and I think makes me worry a little bit about where the season's going to head for him.
And they need him. I mean, look, they're winning, Hugh, without him playing at a high level.
But we always say this team goes as Bryce goes.
Yeah, and look, they've had a really good run the last few weeks. But as this season goes along, especially let's fast forward to the playoffs, they're not going to score enough runs to win the World Series unless he hits.
Yeah.
I mean, they have one hitter right now that's hitting for real power, and that's Kyle Schwarber. They need a second guy, and that guy is supposed to be and should be Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Oh, man, listen, man, let's stop with the panicking. We're not pressing that button yet, man. Like, these guys, listen, June, July, all what's going on with Bryce is going to be done. Only thing we're going to be talking about is this is the guy we've been waiting to see. He's going to come alive, man. Like, I don't have no doubts about him. Yeah, I believe he's going through a little something. And you're probably right, you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff do weigh on him, with the wife going through the different, things with her pregnancy. And sometimes a guy gets the emotional feeling, because she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So you never know what's going on with him. But whatever it is, he's going to fix it. The Phils, I know they're going to beat both of these games. You know what I mean? This doubleheader today. I don't have no doubt, man. We're going to pull together, and we're going to start winning, man. And everybody is going to start to contribute. Let's stop worrying, please.
Stop worrying,
let
Joe.
This well, season
I, you know,
play.
I don't know. It's not panic, Will, but it's not 10 games. It's 40 games, and he hasn't hit yet.
Yeah, give him some time, man. And guess what? He's not going to be the only one hitting. The whole team is going to hit. But I just want to say this, and I'm going to land. This is what I want to say. I need y'all to stay committed to what's been helping y'all win. The small ball, the sacrifice balls, the stealing bases, working the pitcher. I need y'all to stand and stick to that, man. Because as you see, once you start trying to hit the big one, it's not winning this game. So stick with the script, baby, and let's start winning.
Well, look, they've done well. I mean, I like the way their offense has been the last 3 weeks. And, Will, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, the Phillies' offense has really been kind of a group effort, other than Schwarber's power.
Collective. And at the end of the day, that's what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you want that, but you want Bryce Harper to be a part of that.
He needs to be a huge part of it.
Yeah, but you're getting exactly what you wanted from this offense collectively. You're getting contributions from other guys.
Yeah, well,
we
they
just
are.
Need to get our. You just need to get the main guy going.
Well, they do, and I look. If you ask me right now, do I think he's going to hit better from here on out the rest of the season? Yes, I mean his track record speaks for itself. It hits you when the manager says he feels bad. That's not something usually a manager says that if a player's injured, right? They keep getting banged up, they come back, they get hurt again. I feel bad for this guy. He feels bad. I mean, what is he seeing from Harper? He feels bad.
Well. That's the part that we don't know, and that's why, you know, I do this reckless speculation that I do. It might be, you know, he might be coming in some, oh, man, you know, just hypothetically, oh, my wife's getting on my nerves, or it might be the mother-in-law getting on his nerves. It might be father-in-law. Hell, it might be his mom. It could be a number of different
Maybe
things.
It's you.
Maybe it is. Maybe he's tired
got
of
reckless
being,
speculation
all
Douglas
this
on the radio.
Reckless speculation on the airwaves, man. But, I mean, it is something to be said. Like, there are certain things. As an athlete, you're not supposed to take the work with you. But unfortunately, sometimes that happens. You know, just like when we were talking yesterday and my baby girl called and she needed money.
Mm. Are you okay now?
No.
Okay.
Took me a while. Mm-hmm. But I was still – like I went to the golf tournament. Shout out to the afternoon show because I was hanging out with them yesterday. And I'm complaining to Ike about it. And he was like, dude, you know, it's not so much – complaining about doing it, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, I don't like spending money like that.
Yeah, but you came to work yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't have an offer.
Yeah, but I still, but I was clearly at some point, I felt off my game. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, because, you know, there's a lot going on. When they start asking for dollar amounts, you just get, like, you know, man, it just gets a little uncomfortable.
So is our audience going to give you a pass because you were off your game?
No, never. And I don't expect them to because – they wouldn't know that if I didn't tell them.
Yeah, but you're an open book with that
I'm
stuff.
I'm an open book.
You told everyone yesterday.
Like that,
all right, 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper enters play today at two. He's hitting 232. Are you starting to have real concern with his season? Look, there's a lot of elements to this. You know, it's still only 40 games. I understand that. He probably will come out of that. I get it. You look at you look at his numbers too. Some of the, you know, the strikeouts, the walks. It's normal. Like that stuff isn't. I wouldn't say there's a red flag. Like, if there was a red flag, like
it's just not Bryce Harper like.
Yes,
he's not where we would like him to be. He's not where we're comfortable with him being right now.
Yes, and it's gone on for a while.
And it's like, hold up, wait a minute. You know, Bryce usually does Bryce things around this time.
Yeah, I mean, I look back this morning at his numbers. First, I'd say 10 games or so, he had normal numbers. I mean, it wasn't maybe his best, but it was kind of just like, he's fine, he's normal.
Yeah.
The last 30 games, it's been about a 30-game slump now for Bryce Harper where
he's not looking Bryce Harper-like.
Yeah, I would say he's been bad for the last 30 games.
And bad?
Bad.
Yeah, like he's been bad.
He's been bad for 30 games. About a month's worth of baseball, he's been bad.
Okay.
Now, again, every hitter goes through slumps, even the best ones, but we're going on 30 games now where he's not impacted the team in a real way.
He started slow last year, too. If I remember correctly, he really started getting it going in May, but I don't know if it was this far into May. And it just feels like this is one of the longer slumps we've seen Bryce have as a Philly.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every hue, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I think so too.
Besides maybe like his first year.
Yes. I think his first year, it took him like a month and a half, 2 months to get going, and you know, there were a lot of strikeouts in there, and you kind of chalk that up to new player, new city. That happens. But this one's a little different. 215-592-9494. Are you starting to have real concerns with Bryce Harper's season? And, Hugh, today's the kind of day where I think you come out of it. The Cardinals don't have great pitching. The guy that's starting the game today in the first game, Eric Fetty's a guy he's crushed in his career. Like, you know what I want today? I just want to walk out of here after we go to the game, the first game, and Bryce hit a home run or two, get on base three times, be like, all right, here we go. I feel like we haven't had that feeling.
You want that good feeling. You want to feel like, you know, like a sigh of relief. Get that monkey off your back.
Yes. I want to – because the Phillies have a favorable schedule this month. They're off to a good start, what they did last week in Cleveland and Tampa. Like, that's all great. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, they lost the first game, okay, to the Cardinals. Now they got these two today. They got the Pirates this weekend. They get to play the Rockies next week. Like, this is a month where they should play really well, and it's a month where he should hit really well. And if he does – they're going to win a ton of baseball games with the way their starting pitching is, with the way Schwarber's hitting. It feels like, you know, the last 2 weeks, I think they've played a lot better. And they've been a team that it's way easier to watch them and feel good about them the last 2 weeks. But I think Bryce is the missing piece to get everyone in this city back on board. If they pitch like this and the bullpen's better and Bryce and Schwarber are hitting, then we can start to dream on what this season could be. Until then, It's kind of holding me back because their best player is not playing like it.
Well, you know, I mean, I hear what you're saying. For me, it's going to take a lot more than that, but it would be nice to have him hitting. I think that, you know, I'm with a lot of fans when they think that, you know, even if Bryce Harper does get hitting and he gets out of the slump that he's in, we're still going to have our hands folded, our arms folded, but we're still going to be watching with a little bit of, you know, apprehension when it comes to this.
Sure. I mean, I think that's natural for a lot of people, yeah. No matter what. I just mean, if they get him going, we're going to have a big summer. I mean, like, if he starts to hit the way he's supposed to, add it to Schwarber, add it to the starting pitching, they're going to win a ton of games this season.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. And if,
yeah, I believe that.
But if he doesn't, I don't think they're going to sustain winning the way they have. I mean, it feels like it's almost – it's great, but it's not sustainable. Like, they're not going to get all this offense from Bryson Stott and all these guys all year and win games. Like, they need Bryce Harper to hit. This team is built – for Bryce Harper to hit. And so far, he hasn't held up his end of the bargain. 215-592-9494. That is how you join us. They were live at Citizens Bank Park. All right, Hugh, we got a lot going on today because at 11 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Cole Hamels.
Oh, he's coming in?
Well, he's going to be on the phone.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to say.
I mean, if he wants to pop in the booth.
No, ain't got enough room for him.
Yeah, we got chairs in here, Hugh.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking.
You think we're going to box Cole out if he
no,
wants
I'm just
to?
Saying.
He's a World Series MVP.
I'm just saying. I mean, he ain't a big guy. But
You can go, Hugh.
A lot of, you know.
Well, I mean, one of us could give up our chairs.
I ain't giving up my chair. I mean, I got a lot of love, Cole. He can't have this one, though.
I don't mean for good, for today.
No, he can't have it.
We told the audience he's on at 11.
Can't have it, Cole. Can't have it. Can't have my chair.
All right, well, we might have to put up a poll. Should Hugh Douglas give up his chair to Cole Hamels at 11 today? I mean, You're not a World Series MVP.
I'm definitely not a World Series. I didn't win World Series. Nothing.
Those are facts right there. Cole Hamill's going to join us at 11:30. We'll have Elliott Shore Parks with us. Eagles schedule, there's more leaks coming out. We now know when the Chiefs game is. That's going to be week two.
As somebody walks by with a Chiefs jersey on.
We can't have that.
And a Roy Holiday jersey.
No.
He's confused.
He's got both on at the same time?
Yes.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a weird combination. All right, Cole Hamill's at 11. Your phone calls. And we'll get to the big MLB news that came down after our show yesterday. The never-ending story gets a new chapter.
This one's going to get it going, ain't it?
Yeah, well, people love to react to Pete Rose. Pete Rose taken off the restricted list and the banned list by Major League Baseball, now eligible for the Hall of Fame. 215-592-9494. Where are you on Bryce Harper as the Phillies get set for a doubleheader today? I'm starting to have real concern. Not panic, but concern that his season is not what we expected it to be. Short show today. Get in now. Midday show live at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Yeah, well, that's true. They are. Not us. We're in the booth here, Hugh. But the raindrops are falling out there. Welcome back. Midday Show live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. We're live today at Citizens Bank Park where the Phillies are scheduled, Hugh, to play a doubleheader.
It's a lot of cheering out here today. One of the kids got an Uncrustable.
Ooh, okay. Is it the grape or the strawberry?
I can't tell.
They have different kinds. They have a Nutella one now, the hazelnut.
No, that doesn't sound – but I'm not a Nutella fan.
Well, you're not a kid either.
Yeah, but I'm not a Nutella fan.
It's weather education day here at the park, which feels very appropriate.
Yeah, because it's raining like the Dickens right now.
Yes. I believe it's going to clear up sometime early this afternoon, and the plan is to play two. Hopefully Bryce Harper's in the lineup for both games and hits in both games. Are you starting to have real concern with Harper's season? 40 games in, and he has not – hit yet. 215-592-9494. I am, after hearing Topper yesterday say he feels bad for Bryce Harper. That struck me. Plus the Harper haircut. I mean, he pulled a Sirianni yesterday. He pulled the Sirianni,
He went many men with Stephon Bay.
And at that point, there was reason to have concern about Nick Sirianni's season. Now, it worked out.
Yeah.
But we had concern then. It wasn't going great.
Well, I look at it like this, man. I look at it like, it is a sign of distress.
Yep.
Or something like that. It is a little bit of a sign of that. But I don't think we're at a point where we have to be concerned about him just yet. Now, the haircut is alarming. Mm-hmm. But
you were the first one on that about Sirianni.
Yeah, I was definitely the first. Yeah, but – it worked out for Coach Sirianni, so I'm assuming I hope it works out for Bryce.
So everyone that shaves their head unexpectedly, things are going to be okay?
Well, you know, I shaved my head unexpectedly this morning, and it was everything.
But it's not unexpected. You do this all the time.
Yeah, it was very expected.
Kyle, I ain't got no choice.
Well, you tried to not shave it, and we know what happened.
Yeah, I got ridiculed.
Yeah, people pointed out the cul-de-sac. All right, before we get to the phone lines here, Hugh, we did get some huge MLB news yesterday. It's the never-ending story that I am ready for it to end.
Ooh.
So MLB reinstated Pete Rose. Of course, Pete passed away recently, so he's no longer with us, but he's reinstated now, which makes him eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame, which, of course, famously, he has been ineligible for all these years. Here's my thing on this. Number one, this is total false hustle by baseball. They waited till he died to do this. I mean, they could have done it at any point in the last 30 years, and they waited till he died. They didn't want him to be able to experience the Hall of Fame. They didn't want him to have the joy of it. They waited, and now they stand to benefit because, number one, people are going to talk about this. It's newsworthy. It's buzzworthy. If they elect him to the Hall of Fame, they'll do a whole big thing in Cooperstown. He won't be there for it.
But his family will.
Well, yeah, his family will.
His family get a chance.
But he won't, right? So he doesn't get to enjoy it.
And he doesn't get to speak.
Yep. I am not for Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. He cheated. He bet on baseball. He lied to everyone about it for years. He was his own worst enemy. I don't want Pete Rose's name anywhere near the Hall of Fame. I don't care. He's the hit king. And this, to me, just reeks of baseball just trying to, like, correct something that they – and but without giving the person who actually earned the right to be eligible in a lot of people's minds the chance to be there. I don't want him in, Hugh. I just think this is stupid by Major League Baseball to do it now. Like, if you didn't do it while he was alive, why are we doing it now? Hugh, where do you come down on a Pete?
You know, Joe, again, allow me to long talk because this is the benefit – that we have in this city of talk radio, because I had a chance to listen to a bunch of different opinions on this and kind of come to my own conclusion. Let me start here. Initially, when I heard it, I was like, okay, you know, he is the hits king, and he is a part of baseball. And then shout out to the afternoon show, got a chance to hear Ike say something to the effect that you can't talk about baseball unless you talk about his contribution.
I agree with that.
And the way you played the game the right way. I get that. And it's not – it's the Baseball Hall of Fame. It's not the Good Person Hall of Fame. It's not the I made the right decisions or I had a moral compass Hall of Fame. So I got that side of it. But then as I was riding home from the Surfside Golf Tournament yesterday, shameless plug, I got a chance to listen to Rob Ellis. Shout out to Rob Ellis because he did a masterful job of talking about it, and he talked about the other aspect of Pete Rose and all the other things that he did. And I'm not gonna lie to you, man. In this day and age, it's hard. It's hard to get past that because I am one of those cats that I look at it, and your contributions on the field should be the only thing that we're talking about. But, man, when I hear the callers call in and I hear Rob talk about it and some of the things that he did, because there was a lot of Pete Rose that I didn't know.
A lot.
A lot.
And it's not, and mostly not good.
It's not. And it's like he said something that made a lot of sense. He said, okay, because this is the storyline that people go with when they talk about Pete Rose. Well, he didn't bet on his games. He didn't bet against his team.
Right.
And Rob said something yesterday that resonated. He said, you might not have bet on him, but you were compromised because you knew potentially how, you know, if somebody was cooked or whatever.
Of course.
You could change the outcome of the game. You had information. You had inside information. And that's something that's factual. And then I got to thinking about – sorry for long talking, but this is the range of emotions that I had. Then I got to thinking about why now? Baseball was in a good place. You know, with the game growing – you know, with the innovations that you have, the pitch clock and all the other stuff that you've done over the last couple of years, why you drop this grenade in the room that was unneeded?
Well, and right after he passes away.
Yeah, I mean, like, why did you drop that grenade in the room? I don't get it. I'm still torn by it, Joe, to be honest, because on one side, you're right, Ike. You can't tell the story of baseball without telling the story of Pete Rose and – the way he played the game, if you look at just strictly that's the way you want kids to play.
As a player.
As a player.
Sure, sure.
And it's tough, man, because for a lot of people, same thing like when Michael Vick was here. And Michael Vick, the diehard Eagles fans, they were torn because they love dogs and you know, they couldn't get past that. It's the same thing here. It's the same thing.
Yeah, look, Ike's right in saying that as a player, he played the game the right way. He was an incredible player, the all-time hit king. He came here to Philadelphia, helped the Phillies win. But he also cheated the game in a uniform. He was the manager of the Reds, betting on baseball. And he's the ultimate liar. I don't believe he never bet against the Reds. And even if he didn't, like you said, and he always said he never bet against them. Like, to me, Hugh, if you bet on your team on a Tuesday and you're the manager, and you know I'm not going to bet on Wednesday, you're going to go all out to win Tuesday and then screw Wednesday. Like, yeah. I can't trust you.
You have that inside. You have that information that can manipulate the game, the way that you do certain
yes,
things.
Yes, you're in charge of it. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
It's a tough one, man.
I'm out.
This is a tough one.
I thought we were past this because when he passed away, I figured, oh, they never did it. Now he's gone. And now they've reopened this can of worms. I don't want him in the Hall of Fame.
Let me say this. Is like and I think everybody has to answer this question or be honest with themselves. Is it because of his past transgressions? I mean, I know it's part of that, but is it more for you the timing, the fact that he just died not too long ago, and now they roll this out? What if they did this, like devil's advocate? What if they did this 10 years from now, when it didn't matter? You know what I mean? Because baseball is in bed with betting. Like, yeah. Betting is not as bad as it once was.
That part is, I think the irony in all this is, you're right. Baseball, like every other pro sport, is in bed with betting, right?
Yes.
If an active player or manager bet on baseball, they'd be banned. And now we're going to take someone, because he was once great and because he just died, who literally bet on the game and say, whatever, put him in now.
And then look at it like this. Playing devil's advocate again. In order to let the steroid era guys in,
you start with Pete.
You got to start with Pete.
Well, that's a nice conspiracy theory.
Well, I'm just
saying.
Well,
that's interesting.
Because look at it, Barry Bonds,
Roger
Clemens, like look,
Mark McGuire. Yeah.
Look at the list.
Well, to the point you made that Ike made yesterday, you can't tell the story of baseball without those guys either.
Yes, because the juice ball era. What was it called? The steroid era.
Yeah,
that brought people back to baseball.
Totally, chicks take the long ball.
It did. Nobody cared. And this is how I remember the Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa era. Mark McGuire, Sammy Sosa seemed like every other day, knocking the ball out of the park.
And
right?
they looked like Andre the Giant.
They looked like Mark McGuire looked like a Greek god. He looked like Kratos from God of War.
He looked like the ultimate warrior.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the only reason anybody thought anything because they saw was the Andro in his locker, and then somebody got the idea to write a story about it. And then it became – but you know what did it for me? Like, it was – I remember we were going somewhere, and I used to read Muscle and Fitness magazine all the time. And they had an article in there. And this is during the era, during the time where I was working out with – my trainer was a bodybuilder, Rope Man. And we talked about muscle – because this was during the time where, you know, I was being injured a lot. And so I was trying to figure out how to feed my muscles in order not to be injured.
Yep.
So I'm reading Muscle and Fitness magazine, trying to get, you know, get all these supplements and stuff and try to take care of my body. There was a story in there about Barry Bonds. And it resonated with me because you get like 3 or 4 months off of baseball, right, in the offseason. Barry Bonds said that he gained 20 pounds of muscle in offseason. Now, I know that during the time when I was working out, at the most, if you working out, Joe, and you eating clean, you can only gain 2.5 to 3 pounds of muscle a month. That's if you're doing everything right. This dude gained 20 pounds of muscle in 3 months.
And his head size grew like five sizes.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, dude, something's going on. But I say all that to say this. Those guys, they were part of an era of baseball where they were putting up crazy numbers, and everybody knew what was going on. Nobody said a thing. So I think that this is the gateway to allow all those other cats.
It might be. Then maybe that's the kind of the deep down effect of this. 215-592-9494. You could react to the Pete Rose thing as well, as baseball has reinstated Pete Rose. Also, Shoeless Joe Jackson, who's no one. I mean, you know the name if you've seen Field of Dreams, but I mean, the thing happened over 100 years ago.
You watched him play.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Back in 1919, Hugh was a huge White Sox fan.
I caught a stray. Oh, yeah, and I caught a stray yesterday.
What did he say?
Called me bald.
You are bald.
The hair club thing, but it wasn't cool.
That's not a stray. It's facts.
But it was like, it wasn't cool.
So let's go to the phone lines here. 215. Go ahead, Kyle.
I guess I wonder, like, where you eventually draw the line. Like, it does open up a huge can of worms, and it's like, okay, well, if he's allowed in, then do we really think that the steroid thing is that bad? Do we think the cheating thing is that bad?
I think this is the start.
Do we think what the Astros did was that? You know what? Like, it just, where do we draw the line on the integrity thing? And I guess I'll just throw this in, because I get when we say you can't tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose, but you can tell the story of Pete Rose's legacy in baseball without putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Yep. Yeah, you can.
Pete Rose, that, like, what Pete Rose was and what he means still to baseball, we still talk about him all the time. That's never going to go away, whether he's in the Hall of Fame or not.
Well, and let's add this to it, because we talk about the gambling aspect. Like, it's legal now, right?
Yeah.
But for us to gamble on it. But they can't, right? Like, Topper can't gamble on the Phillies. Could you imagine how baseball would look ridiculous if they're putting Pete Rose in, his family's there, celebrating Pete after all these years, and then a week later, a current manager gets dinged for gambling? He'd be banned from baseball forever, but we're putting Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. It's just
The irony. I get that.
He broke the rule. Like, and he's not even here to celebrate it. I think the whole thing is silly.
Yeah,
Chris. Let's go to the phone lines. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy doubleheader day, man.
Happy doubleheader day. Hopefully
that dog,
the weather.
That dog ain't hunting.
No, we're playing two today. It's a beautiful day for baseball. Go ahead, Chris.
So, guys, I'm going to touch on this Hall of Fame thing real quick, and then I want to pivot to our boy Bryce. So the Hall of Fame, as far as I feel about that, I agree with what Mike Tyson had to say on the matter. He pretty much hit the nail on the head for me. So anybody that hasn't heard that clip, it's pretty entertaining. Tune in to that. Now, let me pivot over to Mr. Harper. I am not concerned about Bryce right now. I know Bryce is going to hit. Bryce is going to hit and be Bryce. Here's how confident I am in that fact. Bryce will hit 280 plus. Bryce will also hit 30 plus home runs. I am that confident that if he doesn't, I will no longer make fun of sellout Douglas for selling his soul to Stewardess Jim.
Wow.
To Stewardess.
So just to put this in perspective, what you're saying, Chris, just to do the math in my head quickly, the rest of the season from here on out, he's going to have to hit probably around or over 300. I would say probably over 300 the rest of the way, and hit 23 or more home runs, which is certainly possible, but, you know, he hasn't done anything like that yet. So that's what you need.
He can go on a tear.
He could go on a tear, sure. That's what you need.
I am that confident that he will lock in and Bryce will be just fine, and I will continue to make fun of sellout Douglas to selling his soul to a cowgirl fan in Stewardess Gym. So you know what? Delaware Valley, get prepared, get ready, because you are about to watch MVP HIERE! Go on a run! Let's go, Phillies!
Good call, Chris. We appreciate it. I'm glad he spelled everything right there. You know what I just thought about with the sellout thing with
and
Cowboy Jim? Now I'm concerned that we're going to get a whole summer of Cowboy Jim bribing you with bourbon, and then we're gonna get to week one, and I'm going to have to hear, I don't know, these Cowboys might be pretty tough.
No, man, I never go against the family now.
Hugh's smashing that +7 Dallas in a heartbeat.
Oh, man, yeah, they're not going against the family.
It's part of his parlay for week one.
It's not going against the family.
You can't be trusted.
I think I'm going to go ahead and start the season with a 10-leg parlay.
10-leg parlay.
Yeah.
No, the lines for all the games are going to be out tonight.
God help us if he hits that.
You could put the parlay in tomorrow.
I'm going to put the parlay in tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and pick. I'm going to probably pick some tomato tans.
Yeah.
At the gate.
Yeah, you go money line or on the spread?
Oh, you know me.
Money line.
So that means you're going to include the Ravens, Commanders, Rams?
Commodores.
The tomato cans? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
just wanted to double check.
Yeah, all those teams.
Yeah, I'm going to go and hit the ground. I'm going to hit the ground running. What's up, little guy?
Yeah.
So you got to wave at the kids when they wave.
Yeah, again, the waving's fine. It's the talking. That's the part that we frown upon. Let's go to Patricia in Huntington Valley. What's up, Patricia?
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patricia.
Hi. So I'm not sure which thing is bothering me more, the Pete Rose thing or the Bryce Harper thing. But I couldn't agree with you gentlemen more about the Pete Rose thing. It's a travesty. Again, why are they doing it now? I think gambling is so pervasive in every sport that, yeah, it seems like just an open door to let the steroid people in too. So it's really a slap in the face to all those gentlemen who've reached the Hall of Fame the right way. And I just feel it's a disgrace, and I feel that Rob Manfred is just absolutely a puppet and, excuse my language, a whore to whoever will pay him the most. Between the gambling and the advertising, it's just the game isn't anything like it used to be. And my poor husband, my late husband, is probably turning in his grave right now because of all the atrocities that are going on.
Well, I don't think you're the only one who feels somewhat like that with the way that sports have changed. Like, I don't have a problem, Patricia, with the leagues taking money from these entities because
no, I mean, it's money to be made.
Yeah, and other sports, they got to keep up. But the Rose thing, it's just false hustle to me. They didn't do it when he was alive, and to do it now, it's like
– they didn't want to hear what he had to say.
Right, but he's
not –
I
get what you're saying.
He's not here to enjoy it, so we're doing it for us? I don't want it. Do most baseball fans want him in the Hall of Fame? I don't think most people care anymore.
No.
Roy Halladay wasn't here to enjoy it, so, I mean, I don't think that that's a legitimate excuse or reason, you know what I mean?
I think the timing is off. Again, if he was eligible and he passed away, that's different. But they made him eligible post, you know, passing away. Patricia, what are you feeling on Bryce?
I feel as if he's not 19 years old anymore. He's not a megastar like he was when he first came up. He's 32 years old. And in this sport, that's unfortunately getting to be old. And that violent swing of his is crazy. And I'm surprised that he hasn't been carried off the field in that pose, like trying to swing that bat. I mean, he's a chiropractor, orthopedic, physical therapy nightmare as it is. And this is a game of adjustment. And I feel as if he needs to start making adjustments for his age and his body.
Well, speaking of things to adjust to, yeah, teams have thrown him way more curveballs and breaking balls this year than ever before. He's seeing very few pitches in the strike zone. Patricia, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, I brought that up in the opening segment. Like, we don't have any report. We don't have any reason to believe he's hurting. But we know he's had back issues in the past, and his body is just not the normal 32-year-old. He started playing full seasons of baseball in the major leagues at 19. Like, in terms of games played, he's probably closer to a normal 35-year-old major leaguer, right? The guys that come up when
because of the swing and everything.
Right, and when he came up really young, most guys come up in their early 20s. He came up at 19. I don't know. I mean, only he knows how his body is feeling. Mm-hmm. But the longer this goes on, it makes me wonder, is he feeling older than your typical 32-year-old? I don't know the answer.
That's a tough one. I know that he's been working extra hard, and to your point, he's not seeing a whole lot of good pitches, but I don't think he's done. I think that, you know, most times, especially for baseball players, it's more of a gradual decline.
Yes.
It's not falling off the cliff. It's not like being a running back or a defensive end.
Unless there's
a real big
injury.
Yeah. So I don't think that's the case. I just think that for him right now, there's just a lot of stuff going on, and most of it is mental.
And if that's the case, I think eventually the talent and the he's a smart hitter. Like, it all went out.
Like, what does Topper like to say? You start hitting what's on the back of your baseball card or whatever? Yeah.
Well, we're at the point now. If Bryce
you got to start hitting on the back.
Yeah, but if he gets there, he's going to have to get really hot. Like, we're going to get a good run out of him if he does get to the back of that baseball card. Ted is in Marlton. Hey, Ted. Ted.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
I'll be fast. After listening to everybody's reaction about Rose getting in and using the word transgressions, I think it's just a matter of, unfortunately, politics. Two dirty old men and one supporting the other. And Pete's getting in. Pete was recommended to be, his transgressions to be forgiven. So I just want to stick my foot in there and say I don't think he should be there. It's bad for baseball because the next thing is who else is going to be forgiven? Is Barry Bonds going to be forgiven?
I'd actually be more okay with that because those guys were never banned from baseball, right? They just we know they cheated and we know what they did, but the whole league was cheating at that point. And Ted, I appreciate your phone call. I've never been against Bonds and Clemens getting in. Now, if they don't get the votes, they don't get the votes. But at least they're on the ballot. The Rose thing is just ridiculous. He's obviously speaking about the president pardoning Pete Rose a few months ago. That was what he was speaking of. I don't know how much that had to do with it. Frankly, I don't care if that had anything to do with it. The point is, he's going to be on the ballot, and they're going to vote or not vote for Pete Rose. I wouldn't vote him in. Like, if I had a vote, I would not write Pete Rose's name down. If you had a vote, would you vote him in?
I'd be torn, Joe. I'm not going to lie to you. And I know we work in a job where you have to have an opinion about something. But I'm torn between him being a part of the legacy of baseball and the way that people feel about his off-the-field stuff.
He's totally unlikable as a person.
And here's the thing. In my opinion, I guess I can't answer it. In my opinion, one shouldn't affect the other. It shouldn't. But in this case, it really does.
Well,
and it's very, very polarizing.
Let's, Hewitt, you're right, it shouldn't, but we'd be naive to think it doesn't.
Yes, you're right.
Let me give you a quick example, and I don't want to get into all his stuff.
No, I get it.
On merit, Curt Schilling is a Hall of Famer. Why isn't Curt Schilling in? Because Curt Schilling is a lot. He's a lot.
I like the way you said that.
I mean, he is. He's offended almost everyone you can offend.
You're right. And this is where, for me, it's – okay, if you're asking me as a sports fan – as a former professional athlete, yes, I would vote
because
for him.
Because he was a great athlete.
Because he was a great athlete.
Yes, and a great player.
But as a human being that has to deal with other human beings on a regular basis, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It is.
No,
and he cheated in uniform.
Not a cheat. Like that,
he cheated in uniform.
That part is egregious, but it's not as egregious for me as it is for you.
Yeah, he bet
because
on baseball.
It's like what they say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, but he bet.
No, I got what you're saying.
A corked bat is different than betting.
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah. That is not – that. Like, we're all trying to move the line all the time. I get it, though.
215-592-9494. We're live, Citizens Bank Park. We'll take your phone calls on Bryce Harper. Are you starting to have real concern with the season? And, of course, the Pete Rose thing with him now being eligible and off the restricted list. All right, your phone calls end. We'll be joined by former Phillies great World Series MVP Cole Hamels, joins us next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.